face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Now.
Sports talk.
While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
That was Corey Pesatoro doing the Masters theme a few weeks back on the accordion. Corey Pesatoro, a world champion accordion player. That's right. Hardy found him on an episode of Hardy and Troop many years ago.
Yeah, I mean, how can you be a world champion? Speed, endurance, you name it. He's done it.
That's right. Check him out at cpezmusic.com. Let's hear what he sent us, because we asked him to do a couple recordings.
Yeah, well, in the rejoin there, he was taking a crack at the Masters theme.
Yep.
Just very briefly, he did a
Masters.
He did a much better version of it that he sent to me here. So now we will listen to it. Here we go. Here is Corey Pesatoro's, and by the way, very formal email granting 98.5 The Sports Hub full permission for use of these tracks.
Thanks, Toots.
Well, I mean,
he covers all the bases. This guy's a professional musician. He's just, you know, making sure everything's on the up and up. I appreciate that, Corey. Here we go. Masters theme.
Oh, wow.
This is brilliant.
Very nice.
Oh, man.
It's on an electric accordion there.
Corey Pesatoro, 2002 U.S. National Accordion Champion.
How about that?
But he was a world champion in, let's see, 2009, 2010, 2011. World champ.
Yeah. Oh, he's legit. One of the requests we made of him was for a song that I don't know if anybody really liked it to begin with, but it was ruined when it was used as a rejoiner here at the radio station. Heavy Aerosmith. Love in an Elevator. Corey Pesatoro, electric accordion version. Here it is.
Song worn out. Almost has a Mike Tyson punch out filter.
Ready for Don Flamenco.
You know, the piano sound on that electric. Great. The electric guitar sound from that accordion?
Not so great.
Not sure it works. I'm not sure it works.
It's a move. The end of it is really good. This okay. I mean, that sounds like guitar, but the rest of it, does it sound... kind of making it his own. He's like, you know what?
Well,
this song kind of sucks. I'm going to make it better.
I hate it because it reminds me of Tom. The second you hear it, you think of T-Bone with that stupid grin on his face through the glass because he knows the music's pissing us off. And I'm going to get back at you.
He does. He makes it swing a little bit. I mean, the original is... It's like getting hit over the head with a ball peen hammer. Corey's version, it's got a little bounce to it, you know?
I thought he was going to play Stroke there at the beginning because of the doom. Doom.
Corey, did you hear that? We need Billy Squire, the Stroke.
Yes, I can sort of hear it.
I was expecting Stroke.
How's the beginning of the Stroke go?
Stroke.
What's the guitar riff?
Oh God. Why do we do this?
Can we keep going, Corey?
Oh yeah, sir. Yeah, finally, the This Week in Baseball theme.
Yep.
Which he played for us and none of us got it right away. Well, I think he did a better version of it here.
Oh, that sounds like it.
NFL has used this too.
They haven't. You keep saying that.
I know. That's funny. Gil Sayers.
This should be the intro for the baseball reporters next year.
Yeah.
Oh my God, right?
It would be great. Torrey's got some choppers on him, huh?
Corey. Not Tori.
Corey.
Wow. Yeah, thrilling. Thrilling. Absolutely thrilling.
I mean, to say that he makes that accordion sing. There we go.
Everybody.
What was the bad video he'd made, Hardy?
Me tonight.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Killed him.
What? Ruined his career.
Killed the career.
Killed him.
Ruined Billy Squire.
Corium will never make a video like that. He wouldn't
Squire
be so
Squire still live around here? He's from here. He's alive, right? Billy Squire. Is or was?
Is an American rock singer.
Yeah. I'm like, he's still alive. Is or was?
I was getting confused.
He's born in Wellesley.
Yeah, he's a local guy.
I was getting confused with Donnie Iris.
70 years old.
70.
Young man.
Mm. Where's
he live? We should get him in studio to play some Zap.
Everybody.
Play some tracks someday, if you don't mind, Billy. All right. Well, since this is a music segment, why the hell not?
Sure.
The day is gone. Want to hear the Wonderwall song? Listen, so the show started off today where Zoe came in today all amped up for whatever reason. All fired up. A lot of movement, a lot of yelling, etc. And you start belting out every like seventh word to Wonderwall. I mean, you
hard to believe that this is the second most downloaded song, like billions of downloads.
You
this song.
Butchered the song so badly, I was offended. Ugh. I told you stop. I'm like, just stop. But then someone said, no, that's not the worst version. Zoe's version could not be the worst version ever because Beatle, have a listen to this.
Do we know who this artist is?
This is like someone who's passing themselves off as a real artist.
Today, I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do.
Is this a Drake song?
What the hell this is?
Backbeat,
okay, now I'm angry. Alvin and the Chipmunks.
There are many
Do you know how many listeners we just lost?
Because maybe.
Oh, stop. Do you know how many we're gaining?
Not, enough! Enough! Be the one that saves me. Stop it, Jim!
It's not me, it's a listener. I'm like, where are we going to squeeze this into the show? I didn't realize we were going to do a whole music segment.
There it is. That's worse than Zoe.
That was awful. Never again, please.
Supernova's better. Champagne supernova in the sky.
Off the rails we are on this Wednesday. 617-779-0985.
See, we never really technically had a bye week. Like, we didn't do our bye week shows.
I haven't heard Felger in the last few days. I haven't heard any of his shows this week. But he was asking me about a clip from a few years ago when he said the Lakers were closer to a championship than the Celtics. Somehow I got tied into it. I don't remember it.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth asking that question again right now and sort of discussing the chase for the next title for one of the two teams, the Celtics and Lakers, to take the lead.
They're tied right now, right?
Yeah. Mm. They're tied now.
That's a good question.
Let's get to that next.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Here on Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. Billy Squier apparently lives on Long Island. That's where he is now. It's amazing what our listeners will tell us when we say something like, I wonder where Billy Squier is. Does he live around here? Our buddy Don Bertolino checks in. Billy Squier lives on Long Island. Met him when we hired him to work a party that Charles Lockwood era threw at the House of Blues in December of 2012.
Wow.
Very nice, but he ordered vodka tonics like a lady. I don't know exactly what that means. He ordered them a particular way.
Probably with the twist of the lime or the lemon instead of the actual piece of fruit. Probably just wanted the twist. A little with a pixie straw.
Well, that's what Don has to say.
He's going to get rocked tonight. Yeah.
Of course he knows where Billy Squier's at these days. That's why he's on Long Island, guys.
Thanks for listening.
We hired him to do a party with Charles.
Vodka tonics, like, I don't know what that means.
Anyway.
Is that meaning that drink specifically is just that drink itself?
Right, that's what I wonder.
Or he stood at the end of the bar and said, yoo-hoo!
Boys!
I don't know.
Hello!
I don't know
what that means. Not my boy.
I don't know. Celtics Lakers tied now with championship.
Yeah.
And you can put an asterisk on this one all you want. The number is the same and it will historically be the same.
Yeah.
For the time being. And that's how it will be viewed. So to rehash this story, apparently like three years ago, there was a question of who's closer, Celtics or Lakers, and Felger went out on a limb. I would say it was a limb at the time to say the Lakers are closer. And he was right.
I think he's on a tree now. It's on a limb. I think he's solid.
So, to go back to this, now that the Lakers have just won, who's closer between these two teams of winning the next one? How could the answer not be the Lakers?
Lakers.
Given that they just won it.
It's the Lakers.
I don't understand how it's a conversation.
It's not. It's the Lakers. And it's going to be the Lakers. It's L.A. And look at the trend in the league and the way that league's heading and how teams are assembled. Where are the superstar power guys going to go?
The Lakers are now the favorite to win it again next year.
They're going to keep getting them. And if you keep loading up.
And if you want to use the transitive property, which we're not supposed to in sports, but let's do it for this case anyway.
Okay.
Miami beat the Celtics, and then Miami. Look, they got a couple of games.
They're beaten up.
I'll give them a credit. And, yep, Adebayo wasn't there for a couple of games. And I understand that. Did the Lakers really have trouble with them when LeBron does what LeBron does in virtually every important series? He just realizes, oh, wait, I'm LeBron James. How about if I go out there and play defense like a madman and throw in a triple-double for good measure, and we'll take a 22-point lead early on in this one and never look back, which is what they did in Game 6 to win it all. I mean, if he could do that to Miami and Miami beat you, again, we're not supposed to. It doesn't, you know, matchups are different, but if you want to, it's just another reason why LA is closer than the Celtics are right now.
We've been racking brains about like how to get rid of Gordon Hayward instead of how to acquire another big piece to come here and win a championship. Like, that's where you're at here. There, the attraction's already there.
7-game series in the NBA Finals. Celtics have any shot against the Lakers right now?
No.
I don't feel they do. I don't feel they're there.
Lakers are probably six.
So when I propose dramatic changes to the roster, that's what I'm thinking about. Now, Lakers are probably just going to win it again next year. You know, if everyone remains healthy and they can bring back all their role players and they can sort of keep the roster intact, they're probably going to win it again.
Well, you're kind of tied a little bit.
And then they've got the lead.
Because Tatum's going to get the big bump.
They've lapped you if you're the Celtics.
Smart's not going anywhere. Kemba's not going anywhere. Jaylen Brown's not going anywhere.
And we know the
Gordon Hayward might not go anywhere.
We know Celtics front office guys and ownership guys, they hate the Lakers. They hate them just like fans.
But it is what it is. I mean, you call for what it is.
Just like we hate the Lakers, they hate the Lakers.
Yeah.
Can't feel good to watch this. Yep. Most
like even
you know, that's been a thing for the Celtics. Most NBA titles, right? That's their thing.
But I know it's not the Lakers. Like even after Kawhi won it in Toronto, they went out west. They're going out west.
Now you're tied and soon you'll be second place.
You're lucky you beat Brooklyn.
But no, bring it back. Bring it back and cross your fingers for development and getting better, and they'll learn and go for it.
What about the latest rumor? Well,
nice team.
How successful, how legit this rumor is, but the name that's been floating around Twitter all week, LaMarcus Aldridge from the Spurs to get a big man in here.
And how's that work? Give me the proposal here.
I've seen Hayward's name involved. I've seen Hayward Smart for Aldridge and DeJounte Murray, who they have, and I've seen their point guard.
Is that Gasper's guy? Has a Gasper?
I've also
that
seen
from day
Kemba
one?
Walker's name like just floated out. Now I don't know if this is just Twitter people floating
Kemba?
Out there. I don't think reporters are floating this out there. I think people are just speculating.
I don't think they trade Kemba a year after signing him in free agency. You can't make those pitches and then turn around and trade a guy like a year later.
Yeah, I thought that's like people never going to want to come to Boston again. Who wants to come here now anyway? Like, who's beating down your door? If you got the money, they'll come.
Well, they don't have the money.
Yeah.
There's a salary cap in the sport.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's what I look at. I said, well, yeah, the Celtics are about to get beat to those championships. They're going to be in second place. They're going to keep talking about growing and they'll be better. All right. I don't know that that's much of a plan. Like, there's no real attack right now. Like, what's going to be the attack here? What's it going to be? How are you going to attack this problem of not being a real contender? Just sit on your hands and wait? Just wait until you grow into one? Fine. I just don't know that that works.
I don't know. I like what Charles Barkley said about Giannis. Like, hey, man, just stay there. Win it Milwaukee. Don't get caught up with what everybody else is doing and going and forming your own team and that. That would mean something. Like, to stay there and win it. You know, how much more competitive is Philly going to be? You know, with Doc being there, is he going to matter?
I guess the most discouraging thing is the Celtics have done really well in attracting free agents, something they had never done before. And they got Horford and they got Hayward and they got Kemba. Those are all that's a new development for the Boston Celtics.
They're all in their prime to
get legit players as free agents. They've done that. They drafted well. Jaylen Brown is a good player. Jason Tatum has the makings of a star. They've done it. They've done the right things in a lot of ways.
Marcus Smart, great role player.
Marcus Smart, phenomenal role player. Great pick. Has it made them a legit top-tier NBA team?
Paying your coach.
And that's partially a flaw in the sport, how these guys call the shots and create super teams. And, that's part of it. Is that the only way to do it? Is that the only way to have the title?
Might be.
Maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, LeBron did it in Miami. I think that's why a lot of people are rooting for Miami. To beat LeBron. It's like, hey, our coach is pretty good. You guys laughed at him when you were here. Credit for Jimmy Butler going down there and trying to get it started. I don't know.
We've got Hardy's headlines right here. We'll get back to your calls coming up next, and we've got today's takeaways on the way as well.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot, and the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement, 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
That is the telephone number for you. Jeremy is in Brighton today. Hello, Jeremy.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Hi.
Good.
I want to go back to the Bills-Pats subject. I'm with Zoe on this one. I hate the Bills. I really can't stand them. I got a lot of family from there. I went to John Carroll out in Cleveland. A lot of Bills fans.
Probably smell.
Ben of the Ralph. Full beers thrown in my head.
Yep.
Horrible.
But classless.
These guys wanted apologies after week three for the Josh Allen. I mean, last in the league in accuracy last year. And they want apologies. I don't know if you guys saw on Twitter, there were actual forms that you had to fill out.
Yeah.
Why you slandered them and whatnot. It's just ridiculous. I think Jared Goff had a longer MVP.
First round pick. That's why. Yeah. Top 10 player. Yeah.
I bet over the balance of his career, we're going to be like, yeah, he wasn't that good. He wasn't that good.
What if he's Vinny Testaverde?
Right. That's good.
Throws for a ton of yards.
Chad Pennington.
Big, strong guy. Palm bounces around the league. Stayed with one team for a good 6, 7, 8 years. Then they moved on from him. Then he kind of bounces
Vinny Testaverde. That's a good call.
He's like Vinny Testaverde.
I mean, he's Vinny.
Hey, Vinny! Vinny's very successful, by the way.
How so?
Oh, my God. He had like 20 Outback Steakhouses when I was with the Jets, and the Jets were favored that year with Curtis Martin. And he owned the helicopters on the west side of the Hudson that would take you down to, for business guys that would pop you out to Long Island or go down to Atlantic City to gamble. So Vinny had like 6 helicopters and he owned like 20 Outback Steakhouses. I'm like, what are you doing here? Playing ball, bro. Then the Achilles went. That was it.
So is he still running the Outback in the helicopter?
No, I saw him at the Super Bowl. He like yelled at me like, hey. And I'm like, oh, my God, you have white hair. His hair was like all white. It's gray. And it's Vinny. And I'm like, yeah, so you still got the helicopter? He's like, nah, I sold all that. I'm like, well, you must have banged out. Cashed out, not banged out.
All right, then.
Yeah.
David in Orlando on the Celtics. Hi, David.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing? I got a question. The Boston Celtics should have pulled the trigger on that Davis Bertans from the Wizards, because what we lack on our bench is shooting. We have no shooters in our bench. Therefore, that's why we have no firepower when it comes to games, and we have no length. So, I mean, if you look at all the elite teams, they're not shooters.
David, do you think that a shooter like Bertans would have changed the last 5 minutes of the playoff games that the Celtics melted down in?
Think they would have thrown the ball to him?
I mean, the key thing is to get him the ball.
Okay.
If you're not down and you're still in the game or the game is close,
yep.
I mean, I think the length and his shooting abilities, I mean, if you ask me, who are you going to give the ball?
Okay, but say that guy comes into the game, they defend it, and they're waiting for it in the corner, and Marcus Smart's wide-ass open at the top of the key. Guess who's going to take the shot?
Marcus Smart.
There's your problem.
That's the answer.
It's nice to have that shooter. Would they defer to the shooter? How many times they really defer to Gordon Hayward? And he could shoot. Yeah. Who was the guy that shot the most in that last couple games? Marcus Smart, right? When we looked at the numbers.
Yeah, he took a lot of shots.
Unusual amount of shots.
Yep. Yeah. Paul's in Rhode Island on the Patriots today,
Paul.
This
should be good.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, yeah.
Prosciutto, what's up?
Listen, we're all done with bringing the stench to New England, okay? Back in the day, the Ocho Cinco and all that, listen, we have enough problems of our own. Let's find the money to pay Cam Newton and our 20th highest paid kicker, okay?
You have the money. You're $35 million under the cap right now.
No. Yes, you do. Yes, we do. But let's move the guy's family up here.
No.
And you know what I mean? Like, the guy is being really putting down for what he did, you know? No fault of his own. But so, as a quarterback, I got to ask you, we have so much problems right now with players getting big money in the NFL. Coaches getting fired. Who's next? The coach from the Lions?
Hardy.
Yeah, he's next.
When's Patricia getting fired?
After they lose this week. Vinny Testaverde, by the way.
Yeah.
Talking about his businesses.
I may be off the numbers.
No. He had a real problem with a home that he owned down in Odessa, Florida. Beetle likes home stories like this.
What happened?
They bought a house in 2007. For $4.5 million.
Oh, I already know the sale price. So what happened?
2013, they sued the home builder. A lot of water damage, structural water intrusion problems. They redid the first floor for $1 million. So now they're in it for $5.5 million. They put it on the market 3 years ago for $5 million. They put it up for auction. The auction price a year and a half ago was $6 million. And what did it sell for in June, Beetle?
$2.8
million. Ew.
Still.
Sounds like it took about a $3 million bath on that.
Do you know what might be a problem? I mean, I'm not an expert.
That you built a $6 million house in Odessa, Florida?
On a freaking swamp? Are you seeing the water behind it?
I don't even know where this is.
What
the hell's Odessa?
I believe it was listed as lakefront.
Oh, that's a lake.
Ugh,
it's a swamp.
Live in Florida and live on a lake. Parcells a big Lake Okeechobee guy. So is Charlie. Parcells lives in Jupiter.
Well, this was previously a swamp in Florida because all of Florida was pretty much a swamp at one point in time.
Gators, but drive him gators.
Uh-huh.
Vinny Testaverde's back door. Right, they come in.
Can't put the swim pool in. The swim pool in. The gators think that they're in the place that they live in. We got to feed them chicken in there.
I'll give him credit for doing the upgrades that any homeowner would want, like putting a dance studio on the top floor for one of their daughters. That's a big selling point. Take away a bunch of square footage for something your kid's going to be into for about 20 minutes. And a bridge leading to a roof where stargazers could set up a telescope. Also, you get that telescope, you use the crap out of it for about 2.5 days, and then never touch it again.
And the novelty is gone on that?
Good ideas. Yeah. Good ideas.
Let me read you this quote, ready? From Evan Padone, who along with his wife and real estate partner Ashley represented both Testaverde and the buyer, said the sale did not come together easily. The couple launched an aggressive marketing campaign to other luxury real estate firms in Tampa Bay, as well as out of state. But don't even pitch the property to potential buyers in Manhattan. And at one point, an interested buyer from China came to look at the property, he said. Quote, the Odessa market is a real challenge, said Padone. When it came down to it, it really was me bringing the buyer. That's what needed to happen. As in, there's nobody here looking at houses. Therefore, we've got to find someone willing to come see this thing.
Jesus.
12,000 square feet, 6 bedrooms, 11 baths. Nice house.
They also own the property next door that they spent $500,000 on. So it can be zoned for equestrian, and you can have horses there. So you got two things.
Only having a horse in Florida.
Got to sell that lot next door, too.
Padone said previously that Odessa can be particularly difficult for selling expensive listings because it's inland and many affluent buyers want to live in Tampa Bay or on the Gulf.
And did the gator eat the horse? And then we got other kind of problem.
A gator outrun a horse.
A gator running 35 miles per hour to get the gator up on a leg.
I got to say, the inside photos, it's beautiful.
That's quite gorgeous.
But who wants to live there?
Well, with that dance studio on the top floor, sign me up.
Katie would like that.
No, she wouldn't. Wait, she's done with that.
Like that.
Done with that. Never did it. Doesn't care.
Try it. Never know.
You know what it reminds me of? Remember, what was the home makeover show? The one where they would move the family out for a week.
Oh, my God.
On ABC.
Extreme Home Makeover.
Was that it?
Yep, Extreme Home Makeover.
Yeah, it was extreme, yeah.
Well, we hear that, Tyler... The 8-year-old is really into soccer.
Yep.
So we're going to turn his
soccer field,
soccer ball mural on the wall, and we're going to make his bed into a soccer goal, and we're going to have cleats hanging from the ceiling. It's like, well, why don't you wait 15 minutes? Because then he's going to be into something else. This kid is going to come home a week away while they're doing all this. He'll be into something else by the time they get back, much less a year from now.
I never thought of that.
Now what are we going to do with this big soccer ball mural on this room?
Right.
Worst.
You are right.
But we built him the dinosaur bunk beds.
He's really likes dinosaurs.
Well, he is 6 now. Wait till he's 8. Stuff like that. Yeah, okay. Vinny Testaverde. I guess he wasn't the best in the investment game.
Okay, that's not his fault.
I guess he wasn't. Really building a $5 million home in Odessa?
Especially if he did play in Tampa.
Okay. They had to go to China to find someone to come look at the thing.
Okay, if you can prove to me that he actually built it on swampland, then I will grant you not a wise business decision.
Look at the photo.
It was adjacent to a swamp. They weren't in the swamp. Next to the swamp.
Look at the tennis court. It's just wet. Why is it wet?
Because it just rained, maybe.
It's in Florida.
Maybe they hosed it down.
Yeah, well, it rained about 5 minutes time down there.
Is it time for takeaways yet? Please tell me it is.
Not really.
Oh. Yes.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you've recently begun struggling with your weight, eat too much gumbo, or you've been putting on that weight for years, take control of it. Lose the weight, then keep it off with the solution for weight loss, Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
We've got one item that we know we'll have here in takeaways.
Yeah.
We have one item on the docket, but we've got something else we can get to well. Jim's going to direct me and tell me what we're doing first.
You guys sang today. Zoe had the song you wanted to sing.
Okay, let's get to that.
All right.
Under the boardwalk.
They'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking around.
Under the boardwalk.
They'll be falling.
Under the boardwalk.
That's dirty.
Boardwalk.
Especially with all the sand down there.
Yeah. It's a happy sound of a carousel. Mmm, smell that hot dog and
I think you're confusing. sitting on the dock of the bay and under the boardwalk.
Otis Redding.
Combine the two.
I do that a lot with movies, too.
I think that's what it is.
Sort of the same vibe and
sitting
genre.
Under the boardwalk by the bay.
Watching the tide roll under the boardwalk away.
What the hell?
It's a good show today.
The best.
Freaking Ed Ogeron.
Jesus.
I guess LSU Florida not playing? No?
Yeah, that was going to be our second item.
Oh.
I was going to set it up for you.
I didn't know that.
Let's go back to last weekend. And, all right. Here. This is last weekend.
Head coach of Florida. Yep.
Yeah, Dan Mullen. Head coach of Florida.
Yep.
It was a great day of football. Great atmosphere out there. Crowd was certainly a factor in the game. I will certainly say that. I know our governor passed that rule, so certainly, hopefully, the university administration decides to let us pack the swamp for LSU next week. 100%, because that crowd was a major factor in the game. And so I certainly hope our university administration follows the governor. Our governor has passed a rule that we're allowed to pack the swamp. We have 90,000 in the swamp to give us that home field advantage that Texas A&M had today.
How was the crowd a factor? And are you saying 90? You want to see 90,000?
I absolutely want to see 90,000 in the swamp last year. I don't think the section behind our bench, I didn't see an empty seat. It was packed. The entire student section, must have been 50,000 people behind our bench going crazy. So hopefully that creates a home field advantage for us next week, because now we've passed a law in our state that we can do that.
Okay, Dan. Well, number one, there were only 24,000 total allowed into the stadium you played in last weekend. So there were not 50,000 people behind your bench. And in addition to that, I'm not stunned.
It looked more, though.
When Mr. 90,000 fans next weekend has 19 positive tests on his team, according to the latest report, which has led to the cancellation of their game this weekend. Ooh. Not going to have a game.
Yeah.
All of their football activities are on full pause after at least 19 positives.
His quarterback's pretty good. Kid could throw it. Be interested in him. Talk about young kids coming out.
Yeah, hopefully that once you catch it, you don't get it again. Now, I'm not a doctor, you know what I'm saying? I think they got that 90-day window, so most of the players that have caught it, we feel that they're going to be eligible for games.
90-day window?
For the season.
Oh.
You got about a 90-day window that we can play games.
Window.
We got a big window. 90 days big.
I thought about that. That's about 3 months. We can get that game in before we get the, with that big party they do down on Bourbon Street. And they throw the beads up to them women and they show you them stinks.
Not all of our players, but most of our players have caught it. So I think that hopefully they don't catch it again, and hopefully they're not for games, you know. Hopefully that once you catch it, you don't get it again. Now, I'm not a doctor, you know what I'm saying? I think they got that 90-day window. So most of the players that have caught it, we feel that they're going to be eligible for games.
We told that player that one time before we even started the training for summer that they had that COVID in that one bar. You guys all go to that bar. You get the COVID. Then you get it out, and we go there and play football. Can't catch it again. Can't go catch it again. Take a big COVID cup.
You guys ever had that Zatarain's, right?
You mix some COVID with the Zatarain. That tastes good.
That Paul Proudhon, you don't know from nothing. Get yourself a crawdad, put it in the pot. One time my mama make a crawdad, she forgot to put the water in the pot.
Great young man. On a scrimmage, we wanted to get bigger. I'll stop.
Hey, stop the ball, stop the drill. I'm having a press conference.
The name of them little dessert thing, they the French restaurant, they put the white powder on.
The beignets.
I dip them in the coffee. Took the football helmet upside down, I put the coffee in there, and I dip it in there to eat that for breakfast.
Hey, guys! Hey! I'm having a press conference, okay?
Shut up!
Thank you!
Shut up! Talk to the media!
Speeder.
This ending couldn't come soon enough today.
So, Beetle, what do you want to do tomorrow?
Oh, I won't be here tomorrow. You guys take care of it. I'll be back Friday.
Thanks for that.
If you don't mind.
No problem.
By the way, Bruins Luchador said, who doesn't want a house that you need a fan boat to get to? Imagine that guy who came all the way from China. Hey, just get on the boat.
Welcome to our home. Leave your hip waders by the front door, if you don't mind.
You can drive there when it's low tide. I'll be back Friday. You guys back tomorrow. Do a thing. Falco Bass next. Bye.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com. Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.